Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Aaron Laker with us here.
Laker.
We've been, Dell's been messing up names all morning, so he's now Aaron Layden,
Brian,
with us here in studio.
Brian
on the
Kettner.
975. So if you want to talk to him, and Charlie wants to talk about Hollywood.
Yeah.
So he's been on hold. Let's get him in here. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, actually, it was my bad. It wasn't Hollywood. It was Disney. But I wanted to ask Eric a question about it, you know, because he's, like, such a big movie star, man. And he's been in big, prominent roles, like in the guy from the Ozarks and like, other stuff. But I just wanted to ask him, what do you think the issue was about the why Disney was collapsing, like, these last couple of years with Marvel and Star Wars and all this other stuff? Do you think it was the Iger dude's fault, that Kennedy chick's fault, or what's going on with them? You think they're gonna be making any comeback anytime soon? Because it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, they lost what, $600 million?
Yeah, they lost a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Thanks, Charlie. Iger obviously came in, like, righted the ship, then left.
Yeah,
and now he's back.
Yes. He left, that leadership was not good.
It was no bueno.
When he left.
No, him. No good. I think that Disney also, though, has so many interests to protect. Like, they, you know, they're so, all of the, whenever you do a show for Disney, it has to fit in so many different boxes, you know? So if it's a Disney property, it can, you know, it has to be, it can't have certain language. It can't have, you know, this and that. And I think so that it's limited them on the type of creative kind of, choices they can make that they otherwise felt like they might have. And then they're spending, you know, huge money on these tent poles of Marvel and they're Marvel, right? They're not DC. They're Marvel.
No, they're Marvel.
So they spend these inordinate amount of monies, and I think the attention, the box offices are going down for those movies.
Yeah.
You know, people aren't watching them as much. I think people are yearning for other things.
I think that,
and then they lost a ton of money on Disney Plus. They had this huge influx of subscribers over the pandemic. Massive, and they didn't know what to do with it. They were like, oh my gosh. See, all these companies started these streamers, and they didn't really know what they were doing, and so they didn't know what their market was. And so all of a sudden Disney Plus had, like, all these subscribers, right? It was the number one most subscribed to thing in the pandemic, but then they had no content for it.
Yeah.
And so they started grabbing things from their other properties. A show I did called The Right Stuff, which we were supposed to be on Nat Geo, they grabbed it, put it on Disney Plus, even though it didn't fit the Disney Plus model, which is why our show ultimately died. But they also stripped it of all its teeth, right? Because they had to take out any sex scenes, they had to take out any language and all that. And then now they're putting it on, so it's actually not the show we made, and they're putting it on there.
Right. And plus, I think people are I don't know, is Marvel, are they the comic strip, are they gonna go? I mean, because it's the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. And this, and it's so CG'd that it's so un. I mean, are we gonna? What gets me about Hollywood is there's doesn't seem to be much original thought. Everything is a remake of something.
Well, the issue is there are original thoughts. Just IP
right.
makes money. Hollywood doesn't want to gamble on original thoughts because right. The Fall Guy isn't even original.
No,
it's based
no.
off a television show, and it wasn't the IP people were looking for, and it not bombed, but it underperformed. So that's the issue. That wasn't even – that had giant stars. The guy, Ryan Gosling, did great at the Oscars. Right. He's a big from last summer, and that didn't even get people to the theater. So right. they're not going to take chances on other stuff.
But I think that if you ask them what the main reason for their fail was in their money, in losing money, was trying to go the route of streaming and then making streaming-focused decisions that didn't fit their model. And that happened – all over Hollywood, because everybody wanted to be Netflix.
Well, what's funny though is
everybody,
you know, this The Fall Guy has been extremely unsuccessful, and yet it's the number one picture out.
Well,
is it? People don't go to theaters. There's nothing out there that people want to see right now.
That's right. People don't go to the movies though.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could say is it chicken or the egg?
I go all the time.
Yeah, but you're old.
Yes.
So it's, you know what I mean? It's really chicken or the egg. Like, are there no movies? Are people not going to the theater because there's nothing to watch? Or is there nothing to watch because people aren't going to the theater?
Yeah, I think, I think probably fewer people go to the theater.
Exactly.
These kids don't. They want it on their phone.
They're turning this, there's like a huge marquee over, like, huge theater. They're turning into a, like a golf simulator building. You know what I mean? All these theaters now people don't go.
Yeah. No. I hope it doesn't die. I mean, it's great.
No, I don't think it'll die. I just don't think, you know, when's the last time you went to the movie? Because I took my kids to the movie last not week. Too long ago, and you have to go to one of these theaters, and it's probably $40 a ticket because you're in a recliner and you got a waiter and they'll bring you food and they'll bring you a drink. And
that's
it's like
the only way my wife wants to go.
Of course.
Can we go to the other one, the Greenway Plaza here? And it's like, we're going to the crappy place.
Right. No, she wants all the stuff, right? Your seat to shake.
I want a bottle of wine while we're watching. And, you know, instead of just waiting and doing that at home with a big TV, right?
And that's the thing. So now you've priced so much of the population out of going to the theater.
That's true. That is true. That is true.
And watching it on a big screen.
You know, like, you know, regular people watch the movie.
Exactly.
He wants to talk to Aaron Lakin. let's get La Raza. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
Movies, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Movies. Movies to you.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, what's up, Johnny Z? What's up, Eric? What's up, WC? But, gentlemen, I was just kind of like in the – you kind of pretty much touched the subject on it. Is it because of streaming? Because when COVID hit – everything is going directly to streaming service that now we got lazy that we don't even want to go to the movie theater because, for example, and by the way, Eric, I loved you on Ozark, The Killing, and I hated you in Longmire for whatever reason. I don't know why. It was just like this thing. You pretty much just touched on it, but movies like Oppenheimer, Barbie, these big movies that come out on theaters and they stay longer, but then you have like the Madam Web or these sorry movies that don't even last like 2 weeks and they're already going to like, you know, Amazon buy and rent. Is it because of streaming that we got like, we don't even care about movies anymore to go to the theaters? But like you said, even to the movie theaters, the tickets, the food, and some theaters don't even exist anymore. That's why you guys are touching about it. That's why I was like, is it because of the streaming that we just got lazy? We just rather watch it at home.
Well, I think that, yeah, thanks for the words. I think that,
he hated you, though.
Well, yeah, but that's a good thing because that was kind of the point. Yeah, that was
that
the point.
Guy was not. Guy you like.
Wanted to be hated.
Yeah. He was an unlikable guy. So that's a compliment. But I think people slowed down going to the theater long before that, right? People were stopped going to the theater when sound systems and TVs got huge and inexpensive, and sound systems got huge and inexpensive. Then on top of that, you get the streaming. And then on top of that, you get the pandemic, which keeps everybody at home.
But before, when we got our TVs and we were like, oh, this is great, we weren't paying for that as well.
That's right?
It was free TV.
That's right.
Now I'm paying, I don't know how many streaming services, right, that we're paying for in our house, plus the cable bill, which is outrageous.
Well, the fact you pay for a cable bill is ridiculous anyway, yes. Like that you're not just but purely streaming.
I have to, well, the problem is getting Astros baseball. You can't get it through a lot of the stream. You have to steal it.
You can't do it on like
don't
the MLB app?
You steal the Astros?
I don't know why you're besmirching my name. There are ways. You may call it stealing. I may call it finessing.
Finessing.
It just depends.
Okay. There's like, is it Fubo?
Fubo has
but
a
it's still,
city.
But you're still paying that service to right, watch
but,
Astros. Yeah,
but,
yeah, but
not
but
on top of
but
cable.
That's live TV. So yeah. You do that instead of cable.
Yeah,
so Fubo
you
has Space City. So you could watch the Astros on Fubo and not be paying for a cable bill.
Here's the thing, though, and I'm stupid like this. I don't like streaming TV.
You don't?
I don't. Because it's behind, and
wait, what do you
it
mean
goes
behind?
And unless well, the, and sometimes and we were watching
buffer.
The Astros on stream yesterday.
Okay,
and then and it's
gonna start to buffer.
Yeah, it buffers.
Yeah, well, generally the streaming
that
site,
seems like an internet issue at your house.
It could be, but right, hey,
no,
you
I was
don't,
at a buddy's house who
it seems like an internet issue.
Yeah,
it could be.
Well,
but,
I do have an internet issue.
Were you at Gilbert's house?
I was not at Gilbert's house last night.
Stuff.
I was at Yanni Damaris's. Remember?
Oh. Yeah.
Remember, yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Yanni's got to up the internet.
But to John's point, it is behind. And, of course, if you're online and you're on Twitter, people may be updating you before you actually see what happens because streaming is behind. It's behind cable as far as the actual event, the game itself. Right. It's a little bit behind. That happens. And, you know, people don't like the thought of, hey, if my internet goes out and I'm streaming this game,
right.
Then I can't watch the game until my internet comes back.
Yeah.
And by the way,
at the same
how do you guys
time,
record Fubo?
Why don't I use Fubo?
It's a cloud-based DVR.
Yeah. I have YouTube TV. Well, I did.
I have YouTube TV, but it's a cloud-based DVR, and it's limitless.
Yeah, John, we have YouTube TV here, and you'll come in on a Monday when the Texans have played, and you can people. I guess AD set up where those games get recorded. Same thing. It's
oh, really?
Recorded.
I
yeah.
didn't know it.
But Dell, even if your internet goes out, I mean, I could say the same thing about a satellite
sure.
dish down here with hurricane season
sure.
and you know all
yeah,
the
yeah.
But
winds I don't even do that. I do cable.
So anyway,
yeah.
Point is
I don't
yes.
like rain fade either. That's why I don't have DirecTV.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I want my cable and
you
I want it now.
You want your cable and you want it now. Instantaneous.
He likes the guide as well, I'm sure.
Right.
He likes to scroll the guide, do all that stuff. Yeah.
Like where you have to wait
well, it's funny
for
though,
it to come all the way back around,
sure.
like at a hotel.
I got a couple of TVs that are just streaming at home.
Ooh, a couple of TVs.
Yeah.
Now who's bragging?
And, no.
He's not a man of the people, by the way.
I do. I've got a couple of. And they're always, they never work. They never work.
Well, maybe you got it. Maybe your guy's not great at setting stuff up.
Maybe.
Talk to your guy.
Brent.
I'm sure you got
you
a
suck,
guy.
Brent.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know Brent needed to be called out like that, but maybe talk to that guy.
Yeah, talk to Brent.
He might be listening right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going, what the? You just said
I didn't know. I didn't know the name was Brent, but maybe your guy needs to go walk you through what happened and fix it.
Maybe my buddy's name is Kent, too, and maybe.
We love Kent.
He loves mortgages. I've never seen anybody who loves mortgages like Kent from DreamRate, okay? Kent Jones is a mortgage lover. And I don't believe I've ever said that about anybody. Loves mortgages. 29 years doing mortgages. He's probably on 30 now. That's how Kent's been doing. This Kent is just, he's a mortgage nerd, okay? He just loves them. Just loves them. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA, LTV, PMI, all of them. All the different letters he's got. And listen, he knows. Kent knows about, mortgages. You don't. He knows how to save you money. He knows how to save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. He knows the ways to get around stuff and do stuff better than these big companies that put their names on golf tournaments and bowl games, okay? They don't care. You're just a number to them. They're not working their tail off to save you as much as they possibly can. Kent is going to save you as much as he possibly can. And he's going to give you the attention, small business. He's going to give you the kind of attention that you want, that you personalize service, not internet service. You're going to get to know him, trust me. And he's going to tell you all about the mortgage thing because he loves to talk about mortgages. So if you're looking for a great way to save money at your signing, the Ultimate Mortgage Hookup, 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com.
DreamRate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 248-2473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
No. 922 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Eric just... We were just talking about golf trips, and he said, golf trip guy. Which kind of guy are you? The kind that takes it real seriously or drinks the whole trip? Dell, which do you think I am?
The second, but then if you do well, you'll let the guys on the trip know how poorly they did.
They're terrible, they are.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And the more I drink, the more I tell them.
Yeah.
But are you a golfer that gets better with a little bit of booze in your system?
No, yeah. Or a lot.
Or a lot.
Yeah.
Or a lot.
Yeah, this past weekend, me and my buddy won our flight, and we also won the most Coors Light drink.
Okay. So Coors Light, not like a transfusion, and then like, Coors Light.
Coors Light.
That's which it. Is essentially beer-flavored water.
Oh!
So you could just kind of work your way into
boy.
It.
He hit a subject. Yeah. I don't know if he's...
See?
This is Drake versus Kendrick.
I know his love of Coors
Kendrick
Light. I know it.
Kendrick told Drake not to go someplace.
He's just turned into his Longmire character.
Yeah.
Unlikable.
You went to a place you weren't supposed to go.
I do love a Coors Light. I'm just saying, if you're out on the golf course, it's not like, you know, it's a good place to drink first.
Refreshing.
It is refreshing. A crisp, cool Coors Light is refreshing.
My son-in-law, who is listening, told me, he said, you know, Coors Light is the only beer that doesn't dehydrate you. Thank you.
Interesting.
And you
okay,
should
there you
thank,
go.
You thank should thank Coors Light.
I
you should thank Coors Light for its service.
Okay.
Well, he
okay.
Did, he did mention it was water, so.
Well, I mean, that's why it's hydrating you.
Yeah, right. I gotcha.
But there is always the serious guy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's that the guy that just.
We have them.
Yeah, of course. Every trip's got to have that guy.
We absolutely have them.
Right.
There's no question.
Where are you playing today, John?
Wildcat today.
Okay.
It's in perfect shape. We're going up there. We're going to play Wildcat, and it's going to be so good. So good, bro. And a reminder, May 21st is when we're going to be at Highland Pines. And if you've never been up there, you need to. May 21st, the show and our tournament. So we have a couple of openings left because we were supposed to play yesterday there. And unfortunately, it was rained out. The course was underwater. It is going to open up Friday, it looks like. So if you want to play Highland Pines then, or if you want to wait and play with us, or you can do both. Get to ESPN975.com and sign up because there's only a couple of spots left and you can get in right now. ESPN975.com. So sign up and because a couple of our teams couldn't make it for the 21st. They could have made it yesterday but can't make it for the 21st.
So it was a big hit to me to find out we weren't going to be able to go out there, and the fact that Lance is going to be back
on
the 21st means I'm going to be stuck here, which sucks.
With Lance.
No, you're coming out.
No.
You're doing the shows. Doing all the shows.
I don't believe so.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe so.
I don't believe so.
We need you out there.
I didn't hear that from anyone that matters.
I need you to drive
that
morning.
I need you on
that
wall.
Yes. I need you to drive that morning an hour and a half from your house. Okay?
You don't need that.
I need that.
Because he needs you to drive him home after golf. That's why he needs you to drive.
Someone else
drive there.
Is responsible.
No, I've already got my ride set up.
So, okay, good.
He'll be
good.
Fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Think Dell would drive me home?
I'd leave him someplace.
Mm-hmm. No.
I would let you get in my car, then drop you off someplace and let you fend for yourself.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, and see how it goes. But it was a big hit that the rain took over. And yeah, you mentioned it's delayed, and damn it, man. I won't be out there. That really sucks.
Maybe I'll come out if there's a spot.
Yeah.
And come out there and play.
You want to play on my team? You're in.
I'm done.
Do you want to be berated by a man drunk on Coors Light? Join John's team.
Are you the drinking guy or the really serious guy?
No, I fall somewhere in the middle.
In the middle.
Yeah. I don't. I'm certainly not the most serious of the golf in my group. We have a couple of those. So
yeah.
That falls onto somebody else's shoulder. But I can't. But I'm not a huge drinker out there either.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah.
We can change that, though,
yeah.
During the tournament. Well, we'll change that during the tournament.
There you go.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. Willie wants to talk about his Astros. Hey, Willie, what's going on?
Thanks for taking my call. John, last year, you know all the answers about why Dusty wasn't a good manager. I'm waiting on the reason why Bo Porter here is not the right manager.
Bo Porter.
Bo Porter. Boy, we got back to Bo. Listen, Espada is not doing good. They're 11 games under 500.
Yeah.
Not good. No, I mean, but he's 24 games into his, oh no, he's 34 games into,
four, yeah.
Well, it's 11 and 33 games.
Yeah.
33 games in, yeah. We had seen 3 years of Dusty. We got to know Dusty. His spot is not going to last if they don't win. He's just not, okay? Dusty was great during the playoffs in 22. I thought he got stubborn in 23. I thought, you know, the way that he kept Yiner down, the way he kept McCormick down, wasn't enjoyable. This is terrible. This is
but
awful.
how much of this falls on Espada, and how much of this falls on just personnel in terms of not only injuries but also just performance.
Performance.
I mean, when Jordan and Bregman, I mean, when your horses right. aren't performing, it's not like you can make moves.
So,
like, what are you going to do?
So, I was sitting right behind the bench. My cousin was the coach of the Sabres just the end of the season, mm-hmm. a couple of weeks ago. And they were playing Dallas, and there was a guy behind me screaming, Granato, you suck. That power play. Why don't you do something? Why don't you? And I'm like, exactly what would you like him to do?
Right.
You know, I know it's my cousin that was coaching.
Sure.
I feel the same way about Joe Espada. What does anybody want him to do?
Well,
if you're 0-4, you only have four runners in scoring position in a game, and you're 0-4 in those situations, exactly how was Joe Espada going
to
change?
Yeah, I mean, are you asking Joe Espada to say, all right, you know what, we're going to move Jordan down to the 7-hole. No. We're going to, oh, you know what, we'll bench him. We'll play Dubon today.
Well, there are a couple of decisions that I have disagreed with Joe Espada, but for the most part, I think he's putting the best team he can on the field.
I
didn't think that with Dusty. Okay, and I thought, and you know, they still won the division. I thought they overcame in some instances. Some of the pinch hitting moves that Joe Espada has made, I don't think he's cost them any game. I don't know. You know, I don't think Dusty. I really hated the way he used Yiner last year.
Yeah,
I really hated the way he used McCormick last year.
And that was evident up and down. Like, you heard people talking at lower levels, like, why isn't Yiner? Everybody in the clubhouse was like, why isn't Yiner playing more? Yeah. You know,
the media was asking him on a daily basis.
On a daily basis. Yeah, right. And he, by the way, when he left, he said, you guys are going to take me for this or whatever. But again, like, Espada is going to insert himself in certain positions as a manager, which he's done, and maybe you question a couple of those. But at the end of the day, like, this is not on Espada. This is on your guys not performing to the level in which they have performed for the last 6 years.
I thought Chuck put it best when, you know, Darvin Ham got fired, and you're talking about, you know, the coach. Well, in basketball, I think the coach does a lot more because he can set up defenses. He can tell you how you're going to play pick and rolls. He can set up offenses, who's going to have the ball. All of those things you can do. In baseball, you're one-on-one, the batter and the pitcher. Get a hit or don't get a hit. Swing and miss. And by the way, he's got a lot of really, really good people that aren't on the field because of injuries. It's well documented. I don't know how much, but listen, here's the deal. Joe Espada will be gone too. If Joe Espada doesn't win,
yeah.
You know what? He's going to be gone.
Yeah.
He's got to win. And listen, it wasn't only me, Willie. Jim Crane didn't like the way Dusty handled it. Dusty's still in baseball. Do you think Dusty didn't want to be the manager this year? Yes, he did. You know why he's not there? Because Jim Crane didn't want him there. Jim Crane was tired of what happened last year.
And the question should be, considering what the fellowship has done, and Eric, you don't know who the fellowship is.
I mean, I'm assuming it's Bagwell and
Biggio, Reggie Jackson, exactly. Crane, and Dana Brown. Why should anyone trust Jim Crane and his decisions?
Right. Well, Jim Crane is
probably, I know he's the owner,
greatest owner that we've ever
had. I know. He's the owner, so it doesn't really matter what we think or what we say.
But Jim Crane felt that way.
Yes.
You want me to criticize Espada? Has Espada been good? No. They suck.
But has Espada you laid it all out, Dusty's decisions and why they didn't make any sense. Espada has made general managerial things, and sometimes they don't work out. Sure.
Yeah.
You can pick and choose a couple things where you were vehemently against it beforehand, but generally he's just being a manager and stuff doesn't work out.
That's right.
But there's nothing that Espada can account for when it comes to Bregman, Yordan, the hater. He can't account for that.
No, and it's like you referenced Charles Barkley. At the end of the day, this is about the players.
This is about the players.
And the players right now suck. Yeah. The best players suck. Yeah. Not just we're not talking about Abreu anymore at first base. We're talking about Yordan. We're talking about Bregman. Yeah. We're talking about our guys. Hader, the most expensive part of our team, is the weakest link. We have the most expensive bullpen in baseball, and all three of them, all three closers, suck.
And let me ask you two a question, because sometimes NFL coaches, head coaches, don't have a particular expertise. Like, we know Vrabel wasn't a great defensive coordinator in Houston, but he was a good to very good head coach, a leader of men. Can we put that on a baseball manager? If Espada can't help in other ways, should a leader of men be the type that says, okay, guys, get together? But I don't feel that way, because I feel like baseball, as you said, was one-on-one. It isn't like, I think it's more cerebral than you might think football is, because, hey, it's you against the pitcher. Pitcher against batter. Go win your battle.
Listen, you know how you gain momentum in baseball? You hit. If you beat Colorado, right? Okay, you look pretty good. Oh, this is the start of something. No, it wasn't. You know why? Because you faced a guy that just shut you down the next day.
Right.
Or what, 2 days later, whatever the case may be. Baseball is different.
I think so.
I don't
too.
Think a leader of men is going to change that Yordan and Altuve and Bregman can't come up and put a hit with runners in scoring.
This is why
position.
When Verlander yells at them to get their head out of the ass, I get the sentiment, but it's still a matter of going out there against another man one-on-one and seeing if you can win your battle. I mean, is my head out of my ass? What am I not doing enough to go swing a bat?
And I think what you're referencing is, like, in football, you can say, I'd run through a wall for that
stuff
guy.
Like that.
Right?
Yeah. You can out-physical
somebody on that play in this moment. Whereas, like,
and baseball, the harder you try, the worse you get.
That's right.
I mean, you got to have Kyle Tucker's laissez-faire attitude.
Yes. It's the only one. I mean, he looks high.
You don't think Bregman is pressing right now?
He's pressing.
Even Altuve's pressing right
Yordan's
now.
They're all pressing.
Really pressing.
Because they're putting the weight of the 11 games under 500 on themselves individually. Right. And, because each time one of them gets up with a runner in scoring position,
It's magnified,
yeah. Right? And they don't bring it through. And just like our pitching, it's like every game. You can't have Verlander go up and lose when we're 11 games under 500.
Nope. You know what? We got to call HRMP and maybe suspend him or something. I don't think that'll happen.
No.
I don't think so. I don't know if HRMP is with the Astros. I don't know. They should. All I know, it'd be better. It'd be better to run the Astros. It'd be better to run everybody that all your businesses that way. That's how we run our business with HRP. HRP.net, human payroll. It's human resources and payroll. Okay. And that's what they do. And yet you don't realize how much money that you can actually save to your bottom line because of the way that HRP does HRP. Because they are going to save you money. They're going to do it better. They're going to give you options on your benefits packages. They are going to take care of your taxes. You're doing all of these things, and you don't know how to do these things. You're not great at them. They are. They're experts at it. You're not. You are an expert at whatever you sell, your widgets.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. This is our final segment before we hit News of the Weird. Eric, you're really looking forward to News of the Weird. I know that.
I love it.
You've been in it before.
Yep.
You know what to expect here.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm ready.
You are ready for it?
Yeah.
Stuff that we've missed today. Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice is starting to get a little reputation now. Apparently, he's a suspect in an alleged assault that injured a man at a Dallas nightclub earlier this week. Rashee Rice. Okay, more dangerous. Michael Porter's brothers or Rashee Rice?
Well, there's more of the brothers.
Yeah,
Rashee Rice is doing 119, 120.
Yeah, but you got two brothers who have done things in a car they shouldn't have done. And I don't know how we take Jonte. He's just a gambler. I mean, how dangerous can he be?
No, but the other brothers are dangerous drivers.
That's what I'm saying. So there's two of them versus one. I'm going to take the two brothers.
You think that
one of them, you know, actually results in the death of someone. So I think already
there is that.
The Porter brothers.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I mean, that's worse.
Yes, John, it is. I'm glad we've come to that consensus. It's worse.
It's worse. But Rashee Rice is starting to build up a resume.
Well, Rashee Rice was driving in a way that could have led to losing their life.
We're lucky that nobody.
Yeah, was definitely.
120 miles an hour.
Definitely.
Well, they were racing, which, you know, if you're in a Lamborghini and a Corvette, those are things you have to settle.
Yes.
And you got to settle them on the road. Yes. You know?
I mean, there's not like there are tracks for this.
No. I mean, we got to settle that. And if we have to sell it on, you know, Westheimer, then so be it.
Yeah.
You know? Just
let's go.
Yeah, you know, let's go. You know, you give the signal. What's the signal when you're? I don't drive a fast car, so I don't know what the.
What do you do?
There's a signal. You know, when you pull up next to somebody next to you.
You want
to
go? Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a you want to go signal.
You want to go?
Yeah.
You want to go away?
And I think if you're in you want to go away?
You want to go?
I think if you're in a Lamborghini, it's just every time you get to a red light, if the person next to you is in a remotely fast car, you just assume.
If you hear them revving.
That's right.
You just assume.
Oh, it's a double rev, probably. I like that. Yeah.
That's the signal. You don't even have to say anything. It's just time.
I'm going to start doing that in my Jeep.
And see what type of responses you get.
Just see what happens, you know? Just to see if they're willing to race.
Let's go.
Let's go.
You want to go, eh?
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. You want to go? Yeah, we'll go. Anything else that we missed out? Did we hit everything today?
Well, Jamal Murray did not get suspended. He got fined a lot of money.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous.
But did not get suspended.
Oh, we never even talked about your guy, Jimmy Butler.
What's – oh, my guy.
So the agent shot back. Do you have the Pat Riley really went after Jimmy Butler?
Pat Riley does his State of the Union after the season. I'm sure he's perturbed that it happened as early as it did this year. That normally is the case in the Jimmy Butler era. And he told Jimmy Butler, if you're not even going to be on the floor, don't talk about beating the Celtics or the
if
Knicks.
I would have been on the floor, we would have won.
Yeah, if you missed it at a tennis event or maybe it was an F1 event, Jimmy got interviewed by a reporter and that's what he said. Hey, Tom. He talked to Thibodeau. He talked to the Celtics. If I was there, we would have won. And Riley was like, I don't know if he was trolling or serious, but if you're not even going to play, you're not available, shut up.
Keep your mouth shut.
Keep your mouth shut.
How about and I don't know, Jim, we're going to extend Jim. He's got another year on his contract. I mean, he let Jimmy have it.
Yeah, Jimmy was credited with bringing back, you know, the thing everyone hates to hear, hashtag Heat culture, when he got there because the Heat were kind of floundering. Jimmy comes in. They go on the run. And now – Pat Riley's looking at him like, you don't play enough games in the regular season. There's a question about your effort when you do play in the regular season. You're one of the people who might be possibly eroding what we've built. And you being the leader, we can't have it. So he challenged Jimmy Butler to play more games, to be available, maybe change the way he does things. And you mentioned the agent. The agent didn't like the questions about Jimmy's availability. He said all the times he was unavailable to play, there were legitimate reasons. If you're a fan of the Heat, you can look at one instance and go, was it legitimate? Because Jimmy likes extracurricular stuff. He likes to go to tennis events. It was a game that actually affected the Rockets' playoff chances. I think the Heat were playing the Warriors the next night. Jimmy's at a tennis event, hanging out with tennis stars, and then he winds up on the injury report as sick.
Mm.
And he doesn't play in the game the next night. Mm. So when did he get sick? How did he get sick? What was he sick from? And he wasn't available in a game down the stretch.
There is, I think that there is zero chance Jimmy Butler resigns with the Heat.
Well, after that.
Considering what we've seen him do in the past, but the Heat will tell you, at least Riley did tell you, we don't have to make a decision about giving him an extension until next year anyway.
Is there any chance Jimmy Butler pulls a James Harden, I ain't playing for you?
He could. It's never out of the realm of possibility with Jimmy. We've heard people report that he's respected the Heat organization more than he has others. Certainly the Minnesota incident comes to the front of your mind. It's the game that Riley decided to play because I'm not going to give you what you want at 37 years old if I can't depend on you to play more games. Yeah.
Well, and his agent said, wait a minute. Before this year, he played in 61 playoff games. He only missed three ever of 61. So we're talking about just this year, and you're going to talk about his availability. He played almost 900 minutes in the playoffs, essentially like half what he and the majority of players play 2,000 in the regular season. So Jimmy Butler has been there for you. What's this crap about?
Well,
but Pat Riley would look like he's fed up. He's
I think the issue for Pat Riley that wasn't said that a lot of people have speculated about is Jimmy's effort when he's actually even on the floor. He wouldn't. That's going to another level. He didn't say it, but there's some rumors that, hey, Jimmy coasts. It's part of the reason playoff Jimmy exists, because he turns into a player we don't see in the regular season. So if you're sure you're there, but are you playing like one of the best 15 players in the world for 55, 60 games? No. You'd probably say he's at that level 35 games a year, which the Heat would say is not enough for us to decide to pay you what you want.
I mean, that's endemic of the NBA right now with most of these guys, right?
Sure. Yeah, I wouldn't, Chris.
Load management and you know, maximum effort on the court for the entirety of the
game. I would say that, but if you're talking about the stars, I don't think you'd ever accuse like Giannis when he's available of not being at 100, at going at 100. Kevin Durant and even LeBron, when he plays, he coasts on defense, but he still is an impactful player. The problem for Jimmy Butler is they need him to be impactful for probably 55 to 60 games, and they haven't seen the regular season.
Right.
That's why they've been in 7 or 8 seed the last couple of years.
What I took away from Pat Riley is he's fed up with Jimmy. Jimmy ain't resigned.
Like, we don't know behind-the-scenes stuff. That's probably the case. All we see is on the floor.
Yep.
But I think they've made concessions for Jimmy that they didn't even make during the Big Three era, as far as Jimmy can, like, stay in hotels away from the team on road trips. They didn't even allow Dwayne Wade and LeBron James to do stuff like that. So they made concessions for him. So the deal is, if we're going to make concessions, we got to get more from you as when you're on the floor and just be available to play.
Jimmy Butler, Houston Rockets.
We just ran out all the reasons he's a problem and how you want him.
Yep, want him.
At 36 years old, you want to give him $60 million?
Orlando Magic.
Well, that's the extension.
I don't want it. No, we ain't doing that.
Maybe for Bregman?
We'll give him like $12 million.
What if we gave him Bregman? We give the Heat Bregman.
We give him Bregman?
And then Bregman, yeah. And then we get Jimmy Butler.
Jay Sean Tate. Yep.
Yeah.
We'll give him that. That's it. Next year, he's still got 1 year left on this deal. Let's go. We'll take Jimmy Butler next year. We'll win the playoffs. We'll win it all. If he's available, if he feels like playing, okay? Jerk.
Yeah, but he's got to go separate.
He's not even on your team.
I know. I don't care. I don't care about Jimmy Butler.
I mean, that's kind of Harden's MO, too.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Separate, well, separate. Jimmy's not elimination. Jimmy wins games.
That's right. That's true. He's not elimination Harden. James. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
True.
Elimination James showed up again this year.
Oh, yeah. Of course he did. That's his move.
It's an elimination game. Whatevs.
Well, whatever.
I'm not interested. You know what I am interested in? You're going to be interested tomorrow.
Yeah,
the new place. We're going to be there.
Okay.
Klein's new store. I-10 and Echo. We're broadcasting live there tomorrow at Mark Klein's. Marky Mark, you ready for us?
Hey, good morning. You guys excited for tomorrow?
Yeah, we're excited for tomorrow. Let's go.
Our new store. So we got our new store set up on Echo and I-10. It's our second location. We have the other one at Woodway in Augusta. But John, Diamond's for Mother's Day. Take care of her for Mother's Day. She's been taking care of you all year. You got to take care of her. I mean, what a great weekend. You can give her diamond pendants. You can give her diamond earrings, diamond bracelets. If you have something, you had a question yesterday from a customer. He said, hey, look, I bought her when I was younger some smaller earrings. Can I trade them in? Yeah, he traded them in. He actually traded them in for some lab-grown that were 2 carat each. And so it was incredible. And he paid about the same price as he did for the smaller ones 15 years ago. So lab-growns are hot right now. The prices on them are half to three-quarters of the price of a natural diamond. I also had another customer yesterday for a 1.5 carat oval diamond. It was about $8,000, but for a lab-grown, it was $3,000. So we carry both, and it's a choice. If you want a lab-grown, we have it. If you want a natural, we have it. Anything in jewelry, diamond pendants, earring, bracelets, whatever you want, we do it better than anywhere else in the city of Houston. If you want watch repair, you want jewelry repair, we do pre-owned watches. You want to get a pre-owned ladies luxury watch, we got every style that you can imagine. Anything in jewelry, we do it, and we do it better than anywhere. Check out KleinsJewelry.com. Check out our two new locations, Augusta at Woodway. We opened 2 years ago there, and we have Echo Lane and I-10. So anything in jewelry, if you come in, during this Mother's Day week, we're going to give you golf for two at Wildcat as well with your purchase. So you just come in, you get golf for yourself, you get diamonds for your wife. Come in, we're going to take care of you.
That is. That's Mark Klein. You can give him a call and send him a text, 832-316-1388. He actually answers them, and you send him a picture of what you want. But you got to do it now. Mother's Day is Sunday. Let's go. 832-316-1388 or ClientsJewelry.com.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Well, you know what got weird was Indiana primaries. Apparently, it's not really weird for you to win, but the Indiana 7th District primary, apparently the winner of that race won't be able to serve because dead.
Mm.
Yeah. Jennifer Pace was declared the winner. Mm. Over 99% of the precincts reporting, but dead.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
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 No tampering there.
No. Well, or people just didn't care.
No. I just threw it. Yeah, whatever.
Didn't hear about it. I didn't hear you were dead.
I didn't know.
Yeah. So, Indiana, you might want to do some more research. There's a new Swiss Army knife out. Here it is, a new Swiss Army knife.
Oh, Victorinox.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're missing a key feature, the knife.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of, the blade.
Yeah.
The one that's in the Swiss Army
knife.
That's
like a lacrosse stick without the neck.
Yeah, that's a big blunder.
Yeah, I think. You don't want that.
We just made a bunch of Swiss Army knives without.
So basically, it's just a Swiss Army nail file.
Yeah. Did you guys know that black kids in the Bronx don't know what a computer is?
No.
Yeah. Did you hear this one, Del? Apparently, the governor of New York made this claim. Hey, black kids in the Bronx don't even know what a computer is. She immediately regretted that.
Immediately regretted that, yeah.
She says, oh, I mean, sorry.
Maybe they don't have access to a computer.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe that's what she meant, but she went too far.
They don't even know what a computer is.
Hey, living in New York, you go too far.
All you got to say is, unfortunately, they don't have access to computers.
They don't have
good.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah, you know what? You're right. And applaud it. Then she's got to walk back that nonsense, she said.
Have you guys had the charged sips caffeinated drinks at Panera?
No. No.
Del?
I don't frequent Panera.
No,
I'm
not Panera.
Well, that's good because people are dying from it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Apparently,
weren't they making people sick with something before, too? This is like the second time in the last couple of years.
You're right, yeah.
Panera's
apparently
murdering people.
Two deaths are allegedly linked to this drink that they had. I think they should probably not use that recipe anymore.
Yeah, that's probably not. Is that an energy drink?
It was a caffeinated charged drink.
Yeah.
Remember the guy who attacked Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. He's suing because of how they treated
him. Oh, good. Yeah, that's just that's a prime example of victimhood there, so that's perfect.
I don't know.
I like that.
He deserved that ass
whooping. Yeah, for
you
sure.
You go up on the stage.
Yeah, you deserve to get your ass kicked if you go up on the stage while comedians perform it.
Kidderminster woman. I don't know. Where is Kidderminster?
Sounds like in UK.
English. Yeah.
Sounds really like it's in the UK.
Kidderminster.
Yep,
that's what
Kidderminster.
They, it's Scottish or something. Somewhere.
Sounds like
there.
That.
She pled guilty to a role in a monkey torture network.
Ooh.
She's torturing monkeys?
Yeah. You feel like.
Take that, Mike Vick.
Why? I know, right?
Yeah. Torturing monkeys.
Monkeys
are great.
I don't know, man.
I don't know,
she might.
Poop and
I don't know. You saw.
Oh yeah, they will.
You saw Planet of the Apes.
A monkey if he threw poop on me.
Well, I mean,
I wouldn't. Yeah,
maybe she's fearful of what happened to Planet of the Apes. She's not going to let them rise up at any point.
No,
I don't want. I don't want a Caesar popping up.
You ain't growing up and
dominating. Yeah, dominating us.
Our world.
Yeah, she's looking out for humanity.
Of animals, I have one for you. A emotional support alligator.
Yeah,
got lost in Georgia. I didn't know if you saw that.
I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your emotional support alligator.
Wally, emotional support gator.
You should keep track of your emotional support
alligator. But what do you think the gator does to provide? Does it snuggle with you?
Well, yes. In fact, thanks for asking, Del. He visits nursing homes, and he splashes in the Love Park fountain, and he met the mayor, and he's even seen hugging and holding elderly people at the homes that he visits.
How big is this alligator?
It's a 6-foot alligator.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a 6-foot-long emotional support alligator.
Do they
Wally.
Have their mouth tied up so he can't bite you?
No, his mouth looks totally willing and able to snap at any moment.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I'd still rather hang out with that alligator than Lance, so I get it.
You would rather have an emotional support alligator than Lance?
Yes.
Okay.
But have you ever gotten a hug from Lance?
No.
Okay, well there you go.
I'd rather have the alligator.
There you go. See?
Yeah, I'm with
I'm not so crazy now, am I?
I'm with Dell on this one.
There you go.
I'm with this. All right, we're done. Thank you, Eric. Yeah. Tomorrow we're at Klein's, so everybody come and see a big movie star over at Klein's on Echo and I-10. We will be there tomorrow. You're going to be there too, Dell.
Yes, I will be setting. Am I going to be there?
Yeah, we're there from 7 to noon tomorrow.
Okay, then I will be there.
You will be there, yeah. And Dell gets to travel. I love when Dell
gets to travel. It's the Klein's.
Yes, you travel.
Away from the studio.
Earlier. Yeah, I get out of the building, I guess.
You can get off your cot back there.
Right now, I'm talking about Air Team. So I've been through the process. I got my statement of, you know what, the proposal. Love it. Air Team has been excellent. Air Team is a place where you go and you're going to get the square. I love places that are family run, that are their families on top of it. Darren and Dawn and Garrett, and they oversee it all. It's third generation. They've been doing this. They've got employees that are there forever, which tells you what kind of people that they are. The thing is how much is it going to cost me to get new air conditioners. I've gotten that. I love dealing with them. It's all, they explain everything. They're awesome, awesome, awesome. You need to take care. We walked into our house. We've only been there for a few years. We got to replace the air conditioner because the people before us never did anything. You have to maintain your air conditioners. You need them to come out and make sure that everything is set up for this summer. You have to have this done because you don't want it to break down during the summer months because then you got to have it. It's everything is rushed and everything else. Do it now. 24-hour emergency service line. They will be there for you. They've got all kinds of rebates. They're going to make sure that you get the best deal on your AC systems. It's awesome. 713-956-8326. 713-956-TEAM or AirTeamLTD.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
Bye, bitch.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.